I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Haiti and Liberia are on opposite sides of the Atlantic, but they both share histories of violence and economic instability. In Haiti, a fragile government is in place, but years of political unrest have left the country with grave humanitarian concerns. Liberia is recovering from two decades of civil war. It held elections in 2005 and now is led by Africa's first woman head of state. But in each country, women in leadership are still few and far between, especially in positions in which they can work for peace and security. This week, 25 senior women policymakers from around the world are convening in Boston and Washington, D.C. for the Initiative for Inclusive Security Colloquium to discuss ways to enhance women's participation in the security area. Among them are Liberian Deputy Inspector General Asatu Bakeneth and Haitian Senator Evelyn Sharon. Both join us from member station WBUR in Boston. Ladies, welcome. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Senator, if I could start with you. I know that you don't like being called a politician, but you are the president of the Women's Committee of your party. You were elected to the Senate in 2006. How did you get involved in politics?
First of all, I am in the party because I want to be in a party. I'm a woman. I have to serve my country. And I am the president of the committee, the women committee. The party asked me to go into politics. At the first time, I said no, because for me, politics is so dirty in my country. But I had to go to election because the women also asked me to go, because I'm the national coordinator for women leaders in my country.
What about you, Deputy Inspector? Your position in the Liberian police is very rare for a woman. How did this come about?
Oh, thank you very much. It has been a very wonderful time. I've been being in the police for the past 25 years. It all started, my mother wanted me to be a nurse, and then I didn't like the field. So I went to the police immediately after I left high school, and I joined the police and got interested in remaining in the police, where I enrolled at the University of Liberia and earned a degree in sociology. So this really encouraged me to be in the police today.
Why do you think it's important, Inspector, for women to be involved in fields like this?
It is very important to have women in this kind of profession, for the fact that female victims are comfortable in reporting sexual abuses to them. They can be used to such suspects. They can be used in so many capacities because they are confident of themselves. They are very professional and they cannot be bought easily. So it is very important for female security to participate in such a profession.
Senator, what about you? Why do you think it's so important for women to be involved in politics?
Because since 1804, the country has been led only by men. And we said now it's time for women to try to serve their country, because we need peace, we need development, and we think that with the women involved, with the men, we will have whatever we want to have.
Security, safety is obviously a very important problem, issue for women, I should say. And Deputy Inspector Bakeneth, in Liberia had an all-women peacekeeping force deployed there at one point. How did that work out? And do you feel that you're making any headway in violence against women, who are often the targets of horrific treatment in war and also in times whenever there's sort of civil disorder?
Of course, yes. As you are aware, the Liberia is coming out of a 15-year civil crisis, which brought a complete breakdown in the rule of law, where people were only loyal to people that empowered them at that time. And with the inclusion of the female troops in Liberia, have also motivated Liberian women to see reason to join the security, because these women are doing tremendous well in combating situations that they encounter. They are now being paired up with Liberian female police officers that they go on patrol, they go on investigations, they go on crime scene. And these are all encouraging. They're also in control of the Presidential Guard Office, where the president of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, has her office. So their presence in Liberia is just wonderful for us, and they are serving as role models for us.
Has it ever been, I have to confess to you, I have two women in my family are police officers. my aunt and my cousin, I have a number of police officers in my family, and there have been times when people have kind of challenged that career for them. Some people think it's unfeminine to be involved in policing, or some men sort of challenge your authority. Has that ever happened to you, and how have you addressed that?
Oh, that has happened to me several times because, like I told you, I've been in the police for 25 years now, so the role have not been easy. There were a lot of times when my male counterpart challenged because I was female and they felt that I was ahead of them. But I stood firm and focused and told them that I know what I want and I know what it means. Because the moment you hear the word security or police, the first gender you imagine is a male. And we want to change that concept, to let them know that just how the male can go to the academy along with the female and graduate from there, they come back, they should be given the same opportunity because they should be seen as partners in the profession.
Mm-hmm. There are women's police stations in India and Brazil, all women's police stations in India and Brazil. What do you think of that idea?
Oh, that is great, and we are looking forward for that. But we are also advocating for the increasement in women coming into the police. We just graduated 105 female class, and that is great. The Liberian people are so excited about that, and that have increased the participation in various meetings and what have you. Everywhere you go now, people want to join the police, and I think that is good. We have 50% of our senior staff who are sectional heads, and they are female, and they are performing equally as the men.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're speaking with Liberian Deputy Inspector General Asatu Bakenet and Haitian Senator Evelyn Chiron about the role women can play in enhancing security. Senator, Haiti is going through a very difficult period, as it has for some time. It's still considered the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Violence is an ongoing problem. Apparently, in 2006, for example, like 22 people were killed in sort of Port-au-Prince in clashes with security forces. You sit on a security committee in the Senate. Can you offer us some insight into why the level of violence is so high and what can be done to address this?
I think we have so many violence. It's because of the poor condition of the country. And also it's because of the politician, because sometimes we have crime from political people. And I think that political people take the occasion to do bad things with the gangs. They do crime, they do kidnapping, and they do robbery, they do a lot of things. But I think they are leading by some politician. But I think also there is a big problem in Haiti. There is a lot of corruption. We have more violence, and because of the economy, I think corruption has a big impact on the socioeconomic system.
Why do you think it's so persistent? Do you think it's a simple matter of poverty and people are just looking for whatever advantage they can get? This is a big problem in many developing countries, and it just seems to—it's been an issue, I think, in Kenya, where they recently had elections, and everyone says that this is part of the problem, is that the government didn't make any headway.
Yes. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. until now, I can't say that we didn't find a really good leader. Now, I can't say that the president now, he said that he is going to fight against corruption. If he fight against corruption, we will have education. When you give the in the budget, like senator give money in the budget for education, for example, people are so corrupted and they take the money to buy houses, to buy everything, and they don't do education really with. And I think we need to have a good, better structure in the police and in the justice to punish people who do that. And if they do that in Haiti, I'm sure that the condition of life is going to be better. And that's why I always ask women to go to enter into politics, because I am sure with women we can have a good team and we can work against corruption and against all kinds of
things. You know, many people have that impression that women are not as susceptible to corruption as men are. Do you really think that's true?
I think that's and especially in my country, I know how men is much, much corrupted than women.
Why?
It's because in my country, I know why. Why is because when a man is in power, he wants to have three or four women. And women in Haiti, if they have to to go with a man who has power. She asks for a car, she asks for a house, she asks for everything, and the man have to give all that. If he has to give all this kind of thing, he has to have money.
Wow.
He has to have money. And women, usually, they have to raise their children, and they know about the condition of life. They know when some people is poor, and they are working with their heart. And I'm sure if they are in the position, they won't be corrupted. And they will fight for corruption.
Deputy Inspector, that's
my point of view.
Yeah, well, that's why we asked you. We wanted to know. Deputy Inspector by Kenneth, rape as a tool of war is something that we have started to talk more about as a part of, partly because of conflicts in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and of course the Congo and elsewhere. Now that peace has been restored to Liberia, do you feel that there is more respect for sort of prosecuting the crime of rape? I know that in 2006 a Rape Amendment Act was passed to stiffen the penalties against rape, but do you feel that there is an understanding of the importance of this crime?
I would say yes, as a matter of fact that I was the first head of the Women and Children Protection Section when it was established by the UN. And that section is responsible to investigate sexual offenses against women and children. The problem here is that, as you are aware, that most of our constitution have been obsolete. And the police is only there to arrest, investigate, and charge and send you to court. And when we send these people to court, it is the court that's supposed to do the charges and send them for the correctional home, which is the prison. But now rape was billable in our constitution. So the Association of Female Lawyers got together and they were able to amend the law on rape. Now it is not billable.
Hmm.
It is no longer billable. So I'm sure we're going to do good. That section is there, and the women are all excited because there was nowhere for women to report violence against them. It was only the regular police station where a woman came to report violence against her or her children. And because of the stigma, they were not free to come. There was no opportunity given them. There was no room for confidentiality. So the United Nations, along with the police and UNICEF, sought the reason to establish this section for the fact that you have to create a room for confidentiality at each police station before you can establish this unit. So women are now reporting sensitization is being done in various communities in Dallas. The women are now seeing reason now to report such a case because they are now feeling free. It's no longer something where they are going to be stigmatized. They have been educated as to put that behind there, and we let them know that they should not compromise rape.
Inspector, I understand that you are also a Muslim.
Yes, I am.
I'm just
a Muslim.
Interested in how that has affected your career, if indeed
well,
it has.
Well, I would say that did not affect my career because we believe that everybody have the right to religion. There are a lot of Muslims in the police and there are a lot of Christians. And I'm so proud to say that I broke the silence among the Muslim women in Liberia, where I participated in various organizations where the Muslims thought that women could not talk. They should always be in the back. And we said, gone those days where women kept quiet. And we believe that if Christian women are also advocating for peace, Muslim women should advocate, because if Christian women advocate for peace and peace comes to Liberia, it is both Muslim and Christian women going to benefit from their peace. And all of them are Liberians. But I want to say thanks to my parents. They have been giving me all the support. They educated me. They always asked me to go for it. And like I said, that my motto is I'm too blessed to be depressed. So that's my motto in life. And that keeps me going, because if you are not blessed, you cannot do things that people have not done. So that's the reason.
I wanted to ask you, that trial against former President Charles Taylor has resumed. He, of course, is being prosecuted for war crimes in international court. Are you concerned as a security officer about what will happen as this trial continues? Do you feel that if, for example, he is acquitted, will that have an adverse impact on stability in the country, or perhaps the opposite, if he's convicted? Are you concerned about that?
as a police officer, we are not politicians. It is highly political for us to speak on that, but we have some issues that we work along with our community policing forum to ensure that things do not go out of control and people are peaceful within the country.
Liberian Deputy Inspector General Asatu Ba-Kenneth and Haitian Senator Evelyn Sharon joined us from member station WBUR in Boston. They're here in the U.S. attending a conference on how to increase women's participation in national security issues. Thank you both so much for speaking with us, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Have a pleasant day.
Thank you.